Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, this is interesting here. Okay, I saw this. I guess we're looking at this UPS lawsuit. Right? Apparently a pregnant woman, I guess at UPS, was forced into unpaid leave because she was pregnant. And so I guess the Supreme Court is going to be looking at that. And we have another, I guess, a doctor, let's say. They say he's a leading doctor, saying that women should be getting paid for menstrual leave. That menstrual leave is legal in countries. Paid menstrual leave. Now, I mean, I know I'm going to probably be kicked out of the PMS club. I'll be probably kicked out of a lot of women's groups for what I'm about to say. But no. I mean, okay, here's the thing. Okay, let's take a look at this. Okay. Gedis Grudzinskas, professor of obstetrics and gynecology, believes quote-unquote menstrual leave would boost women's motivation and productivity. They say, apparently he thinks that a woman, if she has, I guess, cramps or bleeding, etc., all right, just like maternity leave or whatever, there should be a sort of menstrual leave. 1 to 3 days each month. It should be separate from sick leave entitlement because it's not a sickness. They say menstrual leave is already recognized in some countries in Asia, Japan, and Indonesia. They think it started in Japan in the early 20th century. And it would be paid leave. Okay, this is where I get a little nervous with this, okay? Okay, we women are trying to be equal. We want equal pay, equal work for equal pay. We can't have it both ways, ladies. All right? If we want equal work for equal pay, then we need to do the equal work. And so if we're also asking for paid leave because we have our periods, it diminishes the ultimate cause. Now, I'm not saying we all become feminists, or, you know, but we gotta pick a side here. All right? If we, you know, it's once we start to ask for entitlements because we're a woman and we ask to have different things happen for us because we're a woman, we can't in the same breath ask for equal stuff for men, to men. You see what I mean? Because that's just not, it's not fair. Either we get looked at like we're women, and it gets calculated, well, she takes extra days off for her period, etc., so all about it's equal, or we, well, I don't even know if there's an either or. I mean, just if you want equal, then it needs to be equal. You know, I get so tired of hearing the hypocrisy of things, okay? I'm for equal work for equal pay. I think any woman is. You do the same work as a man, then great, okay? And that movement has been going very well. But then we can't sit here and go, yeah, but you also got to pay me to be off for my period. That, it won't work. Okay, it diminishes what we're trying to do. Now, mind you, from a medical standpoint, Okay? Now, if I put my doctor hat on, so now I'm taking off my equal work for equal pay hat. If I'm putting my doctor hat on, okay, and I'm like, okay, does menstrual issues, okay, require people taking off? Oh, absolutely. All right? I mean, did I tell you guys about my period of 2011, the summer of 2011? Oh, my gosh. We're talking, I almost need a transfusion. I didn't tell you guys about that. It was a real, it was newsworthy. Okay? I still showed up to work, but I was falling in the room because I was so depleted of blood. I mean, it was, but we won't go there, okay? All right. So as a woman and as a doctor, I think there needs to be medical leave available. Now, I understand he's saying this isn't medical leave. This is something that's natural for people. I get that. It's natural, okay? But you can't pay a woman the same as a man if she gets more days off. All right? We got to figure this out. Now, if somebody is having, let's say, 1 or 2 days a month, okay, of bad cramps, that's normal. That is a normal part of the menstrual cycle. Most women cannot predict when those days will happen. We're supposed to be able to predict, but we can't. So what we end up doing is just, you know, throwing it up at, you know, I don't know, the stars and letting them decide. Or we go on a birth control pill to regulate so we can manipulate our period. I don't like that. But that's what we women have had to do for decades. We've had to then figure out how to hormonally handle it. That's one of the reasons why I gained weight. I couldn't handle the unpredictability. I couldn't handle almost having to go to the hospital. So I ended up going on birth control. Okay? And then I gained a lot of weight. And now I'm sitting here grumpy that I can't eat all the chocolate that I want to. But I don't know. How do you guys feel about that? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should there be menstrual leave that is separate from sick leave that is paid? And then here's a question I have. How do you know if people are telling the truth? When I was in high school, if my period fell on the weekend and the nurse knew me very well and I wanted to get out of class, I would every month, so I could take a nap because I really like to take my naps, I would every month go to the nurse's office like clockwork and take my nap, claiming it was menstrual cramps. All right, so how do you even prove it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or text or email at drdahlia.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael wants to know, why can't menstrual leave be sick leave? Apparently, with this one recommendation by this OB-GYN, women aren't sick when they have menstrual cramps. That's normal. So it shouldn't eat out of their sick leave. To be honest, I think that's the most fair. All right. We want men and women to be equal in the workplace. Okay. Now we've talked about men and women's bodies. They're not equal. Women have different bodies than men. Duh. Okay. But if we want equal work for equal pay, we have to equally work. Okay? All right? If there's going to be time off, there should be equal time off. So, What I would recommend is maybe don't call it sick leave. Maybe call it, I don't know, vacation days. Now, I see where he's talking. Let's say you give everybody 20 days a year off, okay, or 21. 21 days, which is 3 weeks. 3 weeks off a year. It's a lot. It's nice. It's nice. Some of you get 4 weeks off a year. Some of you only get one. Some of you don't even get that. But let's say you give 21 days, so 3 weeks off a year. Paid. Which is a lot to ask an employer. It's a lot. Okay? If a woman needs 2 days off each month, she is going to burn right through them. That's why there's this controversy. So what? Do we up it to 30 days a month? You know, let's look at what happened with this UPS and the pregnant woman, okay? Okay, apparently this is what's going to the Supreme Court. Apparently, it was, what's her name here? Peggy Young, a delivery driver for UPS. She started working at a Maryland UPS in 1999. 2002, she became a part-time delivery driver. She picked up packages from an airport shuttle, delivered them to their homes and businesses before 8:30. In the afternoons, she had a second job delivering flowers. UPS required all drivers to lift, lower, push, pull, leverage, and manipulate packages up to 70 pounds, according to Young's lawsuit. Yet, most of the packages that she delivered were envelopes, lightweight packages, etc. In 2006, she was pregnant, so she gave UPS a note from her doctor that said she couldn't lift more than 20 pounds during her pregnancy. Okay? Now, I mean, are there serious lifting restrictions when you're pregnant? Even though we've seen these pictures of women on Facebook, you know, lifting dumbbells and barbells and all that, we generally recommend don't lift more than 20 pounds. Okay? Because it couldn't hurt making that recommendation. Just be on the safe side. No heavy lifting. Although any of us that had multiple kids, all right, you know, if I have a 2-year-old that's, trust me, I was lifting more than 20 pounds because I was, you know, when I was pregnant because I had the first boy, you know, those temper tantrums and whenever they yell and scream and whatever, it weighs more than whatever 20-some pounds they weigh. All right, so she gave that note to UPS. Now, UPS says they have something like light duty if someone's been injured by the job, okay? And they have something for the ADA if people are covered under the American Disabilities Act, okay? But I believe they told her there really wasn't any light duty. And I don't understand because if she was delivering envelopes, that should have qualified. My guess is there may be an envelope with the package, so how do they pick and choose and shift it, etc.? So they told her, well, since we don't have any light duty, you can't continue as a driver. So the company put her on unpaid leave. Unfortunately, because she was on unpaid leave, she lost her medical coverage. She went back to work 2 months after giving birth. She was with UPS until 2009. So there is a Pregnancy Discrimination Act. It was passed back in 1978, being reported by Business Week, okay, where pregnant women need to be treated the same for all employment-related purposes, including benefits under fringe benefit programs, okay, as other persons not so affected but similar in their ability or inability to work. See, a lot of women used to lose their jobs when they got pregnant, okay? Apparently, airline industry was notorious for that in the early 70s, etc. So, according to the general counsel for the National Women's Law Center, they say if UPS can accommodate people who can't lift due to an injury and disability, then according to the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, they have to accommodate Peggy Young as well. Now, okay, so you look at this and go, okay, well, maybe a slam dunk case, etc. But we keep having these issues with people being pregnant and them not having either paid leave or benefits or light duty, etc. And the fault lies on the employer. So it's always the employer's fault. Now, mind you, I was pregnant. Okay? And it was very difficult for me because I wasn't employed by somebody. I was self-employed. So I went back to work in 3 days because I needed to work. And so I understand the stress. I brought the baby to work. Luckily, I had my own office. Okay, but in order to keep that office running, I had to work. I brought the baby. I fed the baby in between patients. It was a zoo. But I was very fortunate that I was renting space and I was able to run a medical office and do that. If I had to work for somebody, I don't know what I would have done because I couldn't bring my baby to work. It's difficult. So I understand how scary it is when you're pregnant. You know, you need to support yourself, et cetera. Okay. However, all right, when is it not the employer's responsibility? Let's say you are a roofer. All right, and you, I don't know, slate roofs, and you become pregnant, and the employer is going to have to pay if you hurt yourself on the job, etc., and you come in with a note saying, I need light duty, all right, but you're a roofer. What's the employer supposed to do? You know, we're now in this day and age where the employers have to do everything. And I'm not saying that we need to play a fiddle or a violin for employers. But you can't continually legislate and demand they pay menstrual leave. They pay pregnancy leave. They pay benefits for pregnant women. They have to give light duty to, you can't keep throwing stuff at an employer without there being some give. Because what you start seeing is discrimination before the person gets hired. I interviewed somebody last year, and they said, thank you, because I am noticing that it's getting harder to get a job when you're a woman. I'm like, wait a second, it's 2013. What? Many people do not want to hire a woman. What? It's 2013. Why? Well, you know, I told them I was thinking about getting pregnant. I see. All right. So rather than them get hit with discrimination suits or court cases going up to the Supreme Court because they didn't pay for leave, etc., don't hire in the first place. You see? This is what's happening. It is going to be a continual cycle. So we're going to get to a time where employers are going to be absolutely scared to death to hire somebody that has a uterus. This is not what we want. Now we're going back in time when we have discrimination against women. What is going on? You know, it's very, very interesting. I had a patient last week tell me that he may be facing a racial discrimination suit. Because prior to the recession, there were people hired, and these people that were hired at a higher pay. So we're talking 2003, 2004. Then the recession came, and a lot of people got fired. Those who could keep the jobs kept the jobs. Then the economy started to have some sprouts. They were able to open up some positions. But the positions had to be opened, obviously cheaper than 2004 rates. So now there's an employee that just got hired, but is being paid less than somebody who had been, I guess, hired back in 2003, 2004. And they are claiming it's because of their race. So what I also am a little nervous about is if people are afraid that they're going to be hit with suits based on you claiming you're female or of a race, etc., will they avoid those by not having you an employee to begin with? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. Let's go to our phone call line, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm choking. And that Heimlich maneuver or whatever it is, how to make ourselves not choke or to help. I think you were describing it the other night please describe again how we can help ourselves if we're alone and choke on something.
Okay. Heimlich maneuver. All right. Great question. And thank you. If we're not live when you're listening, always call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay. So you guys know about the Heimlich maneuver. All right. So let me just quickly tell you how to do the Heimlich on somebody and then how to do it on yourselves. Okay. So hopefully they're conscious. Right, somebody looks like they're choking. Sometimes they'll put their hands on their neck. Okay, it's a very, very common reflex to put their hands on their neck. Sometimes they'll try to point. They'll be very quiet. When someone's choking, it's quiet. Remember, just like when somebody's drowning, it's quiet. So just because it's quiet doesn't mean nothing bad is happening. You're not going to hear the, you won't hear that all the time. Sometimes it's quiet. So you want to look. And if you see a person, their eyes may be kind of bulging a little bit. They're very, very scared. The sympathetic nervous system is in play. So if they're sitting or standing, you need to get behind the person. You need to reach your arms around the waist. So you got to make a fist. And when you make a fist, the thumb side of the fist. No, don't be fist bumping anybody. Place the fist thumb side in right above the navel, the belly button of the person, okay? Then you take your other hand and you grab the fist. If you're right-handed, use your right fist. If you're left-handed, use the left, okay? So what's touching the body should be what your dominant hand is. And then you do an abrupt inward upward, okay? In first, up next, okay? And what you're trying to do is to increase the airway pressure. If you increase the airway pressure, it'll hopefully distal to the object, push it up back through the windpipe. Why are they choking? Because the food must have fooled the epiglottis, which separates the esophagus from the windpipe. The esophagus is your feeding tube. The windpipe is your breathing tube. So what it did is it probably fooled that, and the food got into the windpipe. So now you have a piece of food stuck in your breathing apparatus. Okay? So what you're trying to do is increase pressure to push that out. Okay? If there is pressure, even though a lot of that pressure you are putting is on the GI cavity, it is also pushing, you know, pressures up. So we could do that. One of you said, I don't understand that. If food is in the respiratory, why aren't you pushing on the lungs? You can't. You can't push on the lungs because you got the ribs there. So you need to go where it's soft and increase any sort of intra-abdominal or intrathoracic pressure. If the person is conscious and lying on their back, or let's say they're too big and you can't put your arms around the heavy person and your hands are only reaching as far as their liver, then you need to lie them on their back and then you need to straddle them. Stop it. You straddle them, and then you basically push the fist upward and inward, but you're doing it now on top of them. Again, above the navel, okay? No, come on, behave yourselves, okay? You keep repeating the procedure. No, don't be starting to give breaths. You keep repeating this procedure where you're pushing in and upward, or upward and in, I don't care. Just make sure you're pushing, okay? I prefer inward and then upward, okay? And you got to do that multiple times until you know the object is dislodged. Of course, yell at somebody else if they're in the room to go and call 911, because if you can't do it, all right, and you do not know how to perform a tracheostomy, all right, or a cricothyrotomy or whatever, you're gonna have an issue. So don't be doing it going, you know what, this just isn't working. You know, let me try one more time. You know what, I think I need to call 911. You've already lost precious minutes. So it wouldn't hurt to call 911 anyway. Now, what if you're by yourself? It's very scary. You live by yourself. What do? Well, you could do the Heimlich on yourself. You make a fist. Again, the thumb goes below the rib cage, above the belly button, and then you push in. You grasp with the other hand. You push in and upward. You could also do this leaning over a chair, a table edge, a railing. You're thrusting your upper body against the edge, and you keep repeating the motion. If you have a phone nearby, it doesn't hurt to call 911 also. All right. A lot of people forget to call 911 because they immediately go into, first aid mode, which is really, really cool. I mean, I'm excited that you guys are doing that. But, when you're not getting air, it's pretty scary. And a lot of time goes by and you can't, you can't dilly-dally. So always make sure your phone is in your pocket. A lot of you guys, you throw your cell phone, somewhere in the house. I would say always have a cell phone nearby. I take my cell phone with me to the bathroom. I have it nearby the shower. I have it everywhere because if anything's wrong, I could go and call 911. All right? 1-877, great question. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. We're talking about right hand versus left hand dominant with the Heimlich. There was a study that said if you're left handed, you are not as financially successful as right handed colleagues. This is very interesting. They looked at 47,000 people in the United States and the UK, and they found that if you are left handed, you are at a significant disadvantage in the workplace. Now, this doesn't make sense because most bosses don't even know if you're right-handed or left-handed. I understand scissors are different. I understand that a lot of computers are built for right. I understand that. But Professor Joshua Goodman, who's an economist at Harvard, suggests that those who write with their left hand have a lot more disadvantages than we think. Now, there's been a lot of myths about left-handed people, okay? During the Middle Ages, people that were left-handed were thought to be possessed by the devil. And I guess left in medical terms or Latin terms, there's, I don't know exactly the Latin word, but it's like sinistra. Okay, like sinister. So if I, let's say I'm writing drops for the left eye, it's OS, as opposed to right eye, OD, because OS, S, is for sinister. So left was always related to, quote unquote, sinister. All right? The English word left comes from Old English left, which means idle, weak, or useless. The French word for left, they say, is gauche. I don't know how to speak French. Clumsy, awkward, etc. However, we started to learn later, the 20th century, that left-handers were more gifted. There was some anecdotal evidence. Even 4 of the last 7 presidents left-handed. I don't know. Is Obama left-handed? I don't know. I've never really looked. Usually when he signs a bill, I'm not that interested in the bill he's signing, so I don't really look. Maybe he is left-handed. I don't know. So, why would people who are left-handed earn less money? I don't understand. All right? Let me see here why they said that. Yeah, there's a, let me see. They say scientists believe that the choice to use your left hand over the right hand is influenced by your hemispheres. And this is developed in the womb, your brain hemispheres, that there's a hemispheric bias. Like for me, my left hemisphere is dominant because I am very right-handed. I don't do nothing with my left hand. I can't brush my teeth. I can't brush my hair. In fact, the only thing my left hand does is hand things to the right. My right hand is in charge of everything. So I am very left hemisphere dominant. I'm not really sure what proof they have that that doesn't do well in the workplace. But then again, look at my radio show ratings. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Need direction or guidance? Ask the light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the light. Ask the light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
All right, guys, thank you all for tuning in 1-877-DR-GALLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, thank you guys for the kind emails when I was sick. Yes, I am feeling better. The diarrhea stopped a couple days ago, but no, I have not pooped since then, so I'm a little nervous. Do you guys have that same apprehension and fear, you know, that I do right now? Right? So you have diarrhea. Have diarrhea for, like, I don't know how many days. Okay? And then all of a sudden, everything just stops. And you're like, okay, good. The diarrhea stopped. But then you can't go. Okay, well, I understand I haven't eaten in a couple days, but, you know, something should happen. And then you're like, well, wait a second. I haven't gone poo in 2 days. If I had explosive diarrhea a few days ago, and all of a sudden, and I haven't pooped, what's going to happen? See, I always worry about the calm before the storm. I do not trust silence. To me, silence is deadly. Right? Like when people drown, it's silent. When people choke, it's silent. I'm scared of silence. And right now, my butt is very silent. And I'm really nervous about that. I know you guys are all relieved and my family's relieved. But I'm nervous. So I don't want to tell everybody I'm on the mend. Because I have no idea what's going to happen when I have to hit the bathroom again. So I'm just freaked out. I'm eating, and I'm starting to eat a lot because I'm getting my appetite, but I'm kind of scared. So if for some reason I'm on air and then all of a sudden there's music playing, that probably means I had to run and go to the bathroom. And I'll let you guys know, but thank you. Thank you for asking. Ryder writes, Doctor, my coworkers are giving me, and then he put a cuss word in there. Guys, don't cuss, just in case I read it on air, about smelling at work. I don't believe in deodorant, but I don't want to lose my job. He writes, what can I use for body odor that's not deodorant? So this is interesting. I don't know if we've ever talked about natural deodorants. I don't talk about it a lot because I am addicted to my deodorant. I have deodorant sticks everywhere I go. Because if I even think I'm breaking a sweat, before I can even tell, boom. I just don't, you know, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's because I'm a girl. So I got some deodorant in my purse. I got some deodorant at work. I got it at home. All right, so, you know, I've heard of a few things you could use, like witch hazel. Well, first of all, why do you have body odor? Well, you have body odor because of bacteria growth. You have the apocrine sweat glands. Remember we talked about the eccrine and the apocrine? The apocrine sweat glands are the ones that are really, really stinky, whereas your epocrines are the ones that kind of make your back glisten, you know, when you're working out. That's not as stinky. Bacteria feed on the sweat. They make a bad stink. You also smell more acidic because bacteria need a lot of times more acid, all right, acidity. Let me see here. So I guess, witch hazel. Witch hazel, I heard, helps. I'm trying to think. No. Bacteria make things acidic. They don't live in high acidity, but they make things acidic. Witch hazel makes things acidic, so it may prevent bacteria and give you relief of body odor. So you know how people use Tucks for their tushies after they've had 3-4 days of diarrhea? Oh, I have Tucks all over the place. It should be in the bathroom, though, because I really don't want to apply it in front of a patient. You can use those wipes. Try something like that. Some people will use vinegar. They'll soak a cotton ball in vinegar, like the white vinegar. Put that under the arms. You could also dilute it and do a vinegar bath. A lot of you are like, oh, yeah, we used to douche with vinegar. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not a particular fan of the vinegar smell, but it is something you could do for body odor. I guess I'd rather smell vinegar on somebody. A very, very common thing that we know about is the lemon juice. Why? Lemon juice is acidic. So the acid of the lemon juice prevents the bacteria from surviving. So you could use lemon juice. There's a bunch of remedy sites. I'm getting this from RapidHomeRemedies.com. Again, the cotton ball, lemon, some water. You got to be very careful applying direct acidity because you could get a rash. Okay, the skin can't help it, but if you could do a kind of a diluted type, it'll still lower the pH and that'll help a little bit. A lot of us use baking soda and cornstarch. Baking soda can help absorb sweat. It acts as a natural deodorant. I definitely recommend to my bikers to cornstarch their saddle region so they don't get rashes because the sweat a lot of times will give them a rash. Some of you have told me about apple cider vinegar. The apple cider vinegar, kind of very similar to white vinegar, will balance pH levels, mess with that. I'm wondering if there's anything different from the apple cider vinegar. Of course, you would need to dilute it. It works for foot odor, too. Tea tree oil. Some of you have used tea tree oil. It's an antiseptic. Some of you guys have tried to use that for toenail fungus. It won't work on toenail fungus because toenail fungus is the nail bed that has the fungus, not the nail. But some people have found that the tea tree oil helps foot fungus like athlete's foot. So if tea tree oil can help fight athlete's foot, why? Athlete's foot is a fungus. Fungus like basic. Maybe the tea tree oil acidifies it. I'm not too sure. You could dilute some tea tree oil. Everything I'm telling you about, dilute. You could dilute some tea tree oil and maybe apply that to your underarm. They talk about sage herb. There's a couple properties to sage herb. Sometimes it reduces the activity of your sweat gland. And then it also has a scent to it. It also is antibacterial in nature. So sage herb may also help kill body odor. I guess it's kind of like an oil or a tea, depending on what it comes in, you could dilute, et cetera. All right. I don't know much about it, so I can't tell you. Same thing with rosemary. A lot of people use rosemary. I think rosemary is the plant. You know, everybody always jokes about having rosemary on their dinner plate because they could smoke it afterwards. It's not cannabis. It's rosemary, but it's that long piece of plant that chefs will stick on your plate. And it's usually a great icebreaker when you talk about, I don't know, dupes. But anyway, don't just stick that under the arm. You could probably take the leaves. You could probably mix it with water, ground up the powder, etc. Some of you guys are really into your wheatgrass juice because of the chlorophyll. It will also seem to help sometimes you with the body odor, but I think you have to drink it, and that'll help prevent you making body odor. Turnip juice is supposed to help. A tomato juice bath. Colander, lavender, those types of things you could use. It's interesting. One of you had asked me, what could you do? What could you eat that allows you to stink less? Okay, I would strongly suggest you avoid fatty foods. I think fatty foods make you stink, so you want to do that. I also recommend you hydrate. If you hydrate, people that are dehydrated will smell more than people who are hydrated, so hydrate. That always helps. Make sure you're getting high fiber. You want to make sure that nothing is stagnant on your body. That's why you want to flush with water, and you want to flush your bowels with fiber. So you want to make sure there's that. You also want to be careful of your sugars. A lot of the sugars kind of are more acidic type of thing. All right, you want to watch your spicy foods. Spicy food will also make you stink, like garlic, caffeinated beverages, tea, coffee. Alcohol is not very good. People stink with alcohol a lot of times. Tobacco. You also want to, they say that tobacco can help cause body odor, not just from the smoking. And then, of course, make sure you're bathing. Make sure you don't wear your tennis shoes without socks, those kinds of things. Wash your clothes. Don't always be stressed out. Stress makes you sweat, okay? And sometimes the extra armpit hair, maybe trim a little bit. All right, 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-726-9415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-726-9415. That's 1-800-726-9415. Call 1-800-726-9415.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.